Hello, this is David Mack. Join me every weekday morning after the news at 10 for Coffee Break, where we take a look behind the scenes at all your favourite artists, right here on 2NUR FM 103.7. They are Grammy Award-winning songwriters. They wrote two number one hit songs for Whitney Houston. A song they released as a duo also went to number one on the charts. Hi, it's David Mack with Boy Meets Girl for Coffee Break. Boy Meets Girl is George Morell, who was born on January 10, 1956. He married songwriting partner Shannon Rubicam, born October 11, 1957.
Yeah, we met at the Susan Boeing wedding in Seattle, and that's Boeing of the Boeing family and the airplanes. And so it was kind of one of those big social affairs, and they hired, you know, half the musicians in Seattle at the time to play somewhere in the service or the celebration. So we sang a song, and George was in the choir part, and I sang a duet, I think, that was specially written for them. So we met in that big choir loft looking down on all the notables of Seattle.
They wrote How Will I Know, originally offering it to Janet Jackson.
We were told by our publishing company that Janet Jackson was looking for songs, and so we'd written it with her in mind. And our demo, consequently, was recorded in a very light way, because that's how she had been singing. But
prior to the Control album.
Yeah, unbeknownst to us, she was working on her album Control, which changed her whole sound and approach to music. So, of course, How Will I Know really didn't fit into that style. So we got it back from her and ended up getting it to Whitney.
How will I know?
The song went to number one for Whitney Houston. The couple then were asked to contribute a song for Whitney's second album.
Clive Davis liked How Will I Know, and he sent it along to Narda Michael Walden, who recorded that, you know, great spunky track. And by the way, on that one, Randy Jackson of American Idol fame is playing bass on that track. We first heard it over the phone when our buddy Preston Glass called us after the sessions, and, you know, our hair was blown back. It was the most amazing thing to hear. And we knew we were really part of something special. We thought we'd written a nice song. We thought if Whitney didn't want it, we'd like to hold on to it for our next Boy Meets Girl record. Straight to number one the first week. First time since Elvis that had ever happened. And, you know, the two of us were, those were very heady days for Boy Meets Girl.
Yeah, it was exciting.
The next song that George and Shannon offered to Whitney was Waiting for a Star to Fall.
We had written Waiting for a Star to Fall from an idea that came to us while we were at the Greek Theater watching Whitney sing in concert. And I happened to look up this guy, and this shooting star went across the theater there, because it was an open-air theater. And so I pulled out my little notebook and wrote a few lines down, and we wrote that song. Naturally, we thought, oh, you know, fate would have it, we should get this to Clive for Whitney. So we did, and he declined. He said it wasn't quite right for her. So we put it on our album.
The song was then offered to and recorded by Belinda Carlisle for her 1987 release, Heaven is a Place on Earth, at the insistence of her record label. But Carlisle disliked it and refused to include it on the album. George and Shannon decided to record the song themselves, as the duo Boy Meets Girl for their album Real Life. Waiting for a Star to Fall became a hit, slowly climbing the charts but eventually reaching number one. It's Boy Meets Girl for Coffee Break.